This is Alex Epperson, production assistant with NAPT in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks for tuning in to Native Sounds. Northern Cree is a round dance powwow group started by Steve Wood and his brothers in 1982. Since then, Northern Cree has gone on to make 37 albums and has been nominated for the Grammys multiple times. Interactive media specialist Eric Martin talks with Wood about his music. Here's the interview from February 11th, 2011. Just days before the 53rd Annual Grammy Awards.
First off, congratulations to you and your drum group for your Grammy nomination for the group's recent album, Temptations. Can you tell me the history behind your drum group?
This drum group's been around for 27 years. Myself and two of my brothers founded it way back in 1981, 82. We've got like 36, 37 albums out on market that are all produced and distributed by our record label from Phoenix, Arizona, Canyon Records. Having something recognized that you really like to do is a real honor, and especially if it's something that will carry on for a number of other people, our people, First Nations people, and opening up those doors, I mean, being a part of that, great honor.
You said that the drum group was actually founded by you and your brothers. How many original members are there?
Right now, from the original group, there's still two of us that are on the group. We'd be like the elders of the group. Myself and Ferlin McGilvery are two original members. Some of the other guys, like, we've had other guys in our group, right? There's been turnover because things happen over a 27-year period. People move on to different things. There's also guys who have created their own drum groups. There's guys who have passed on. Those things happen over that period of time.
How has the song process changed over the years?
It's changed in terms of, like, not drastically. The music is a little bit more intense and a little bit more powerful, I would say, like, the strength of it with the group that we have today. In that sense, the energy of the group has changed, but not so much the songs. The songs have pretty much stayed the same. We've added different guys with powerful voices. And now today, like my son, who started with us when he was 8 years old, he's now 23. For some reason, like, well, he was born into the circle, right? He's always been around the drum. And then we've added a female in the last 7, 8 years. We've added a couple of females, one in particular, Penny McGilvery, who has just an exceptional voice, just powerful voice. And that's how it's changed over that time.
So it sounds like you're actually getting ready to make sure that the drum group keeps going on even when all the founding members are no longer in the group, when they've all retired.
In my books, like, I've been around it all my life since I grew up. My father was a singer. When people would visit, the drum would be pulled out in the evening because we didn't have television back then and whatnot. All of us, we've kind of grown up with it. And in my lifetime, I've known one great group. There's a lot of good groups. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of fantastic groups out there. I would say we were a good group, too. In my books, we're not great like that one great group. And that great group was led by the late, great Bill Baker. As a kid, I grew up listening to them, knowing about them. Today, he's gone, and his group is still around, which to me is, like, legendary. And they're called the Mandaree Singers out of North Dakota. I admire that, and I think, like, when I move on or I pass on, it would be nice to see, like, that the spirit of the group still lives on. That would be fantastic. I believe that it will because, like, just some of the things that have transpired. Recently, we visited the Musical Instrument Museum, the MIM, in Phoenix, Arizona, which is a fantastic museum. It's state-of-the-art technology, just opened recently, and we were fortunate enough to have been added to the North American exhibit, and we opened the North American exhibit with the big drum, which is, when I'm standing there, I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, like, 50 years from now, I won't be around, but this will still be here, which is totally awesome, amazing, that we can lend ourselves to keeping our traditions alive over a long period of time, which is really awesome.
That is awesome, and I have to agree, Mandaree's just a great drum group. What were some other drum groups that were influences of yours?
Well, of course, my father and my uncle's group, Sad Lake Singers, way back in the 60s and 70s, they were a big influence. The songs that they sang, growing up, listening to them sing. Them, the A1 Club from the Blackfoot Nation, they were most awesome. Late Andy Ack was an awesome singer. Those are all, like, legendary groups. They were before us, and I admire them because they were at a time when it wasn't cool to be Indian. Power to them. Power to all of those men. for keeping it alive so that we could be doing the things that we are doing today. See, and I believe that we're just a vehicle to carry this further into the 21st century. And powwow music, round dance music has been around on this land since time immemorial. Make no mistake, it's very new to mainstream society, and we're doing things with it that haven't been done before. When I go to music concerts and I see this rock band or this country band playing on a stage, I thought, our music, traditional Aboriginal music, presented in the right way, could be done like this in concert. And then now we see that. In between the sets, I'll talk to the audience and lead up to the songs that we're playing. We've played in front of 18,000, 20,000. It's only us with our drums. There's no bunch of guitars or anything like that. It's just straight up. And listening to people after, non-native people coming up to us, the first time they ever heard that, it's like refreshing. It's totally different. I think we're moving it along, and I think I might not see it in my lifetime, but my son and my nephews, etc., we'll probably see a time when our music is put on stage where people will pay to go see it live and in concert, which is awesome because our young people, our young First Nations people, they can believe that they don't have to be anybody else. They can be themselves and aspire to great things just like anybody else. That's a good thing.
Well, that's great. Are your sons or nephews going to be going to the Grammys?
My son is, and one of my other nephews who's a teacher in school. Because one thing about our group is powwow singing, round dancing is a way of life, but it's not our livelihood. We're not to that point yet. For the most part, all of us are employed or going to college or university. My son is in his third year in college taking business admin. I'm a high school teacher. I have a couple of friends who are teachers, and we have like a guy in real estate, a band administrator. So we want to show that you can do both, but you have to have balance in it for now. I believe that it'll get to the point where someday a band or a group or a Native American musician can do it all the time because they'll be able to gain enough finances to live off of. That's what I believe. At the same time, we stay true to ourselves by going to the things that we used to do before we were doing these things, like going to the Grammys, the Junos, performing on stage. We still go, like just last weekend, we were in a small reserve in Alexander for one of our traditional round dances, just a whole group of us. And we go over the weekends when we're not doing anything to various round dances around. We still go to the local powwows because that's where it all began, and we want to stay true to that.
I love that. You know, one weekend you're playing a small local reserve, and the next you're going to the Grammys. That says a lot about your group. How is it traveling from Canada to the United States? I mean, is there different culture shocks to deal with? And I'm assuming that you do it quite often because I see mentions of you performing down in the States quite often. And has it changed over the years since 9/11 and other restrictions?
We travel primarily to First Nations or Indian communities, if you will, across North America. And it's always nice to go to these places to visit our people in different parts of Turtle Island and to see some of their different customs. And then also to see that a lot of our customs are the same. I find that even looking at the language tree, the Crees are a part of the Algonquin family language tree. And we find tribes in the U.S. that are part of that. And I've been to the Kickapoo tribe in Kansas. Their language is very similar to ours. Their writings, their syllabics writings, I could read them. And I'd never been there before, which I find really interesting. Going to those places, I find all of them have things that may be similar, but also things that are unique. And as for traveling since 9/11, well, it's gotten a little bit harder because in order for us, like, we fly a lot. Because again, when people invite us, we make it clear like our primary season's from June to September. Because as teachers, we have that time off. But the other times we have to pick, we get a number of offers and we pick places. Normally places that we haven't been to yet. Because we want to go to the places that we haven't been to yet. So we pick those things. And like I said, we fly a lot. And since 9/11, before it was easy to go to the airport, show them your status card and you could fly into the U.S. Now all of us have had to get passports. Normally, like, the people are very receptive at the borders in terms of our drums and that. Depending on which airline, they're careful with our instruments. We haven't had very much problems traveling to and from the U.S. We've recently had numerous offers from overseas around Europe. We just had one last week to go to a place in Qatar, but they wanted us to go, like, this week. right now. Like, and they had all the tickets and everything. I heard about guitar, and I didn't know where it was exactly. So I Googled it on the map, and I located it, told the rest of the guys, and they said, ooh, that's a little bit of an intense area to go to. We really have to think that through. And the older guy in our group, well, he just won't leave, like, go off the land. He says there's too much water in between, so he'd probably never go over there. We like to entertain that thought about going to some music festivals overseas.
How has technology and the internet impacted how your drum group works and connects with its audiences?
Well, a lot of people contact us. We have a website, www.northerncree, one word together, northerncree.com, and that's our website. And we get emails from all over the world. Some of the greatest emails that I've had the pleasure of reading and receiving come from individuals in Iraq, in Afghanistan. They're soldiers. Most of them are Native American soldiers, and they'll send us an email and thank us. And they say, your music helps me through the day, which is fantastic. We can do something like that for people that are doing something for the rest of us over here, which is really awesome. Sometimes we get emails from, I can't even read them because they're in different languages. So technology has helped us reach out to places all over the world and reach out to different First Nations communities that otherwise would not know about us, or we would not know about their community in the very northern parts of Canada and again across the U.S. So technology has been good in that sense. I'm going to go to tell you that a lot of the stuff that you see on YouTube, nobody on our group posts that. It's just a whole lot of stuff from other people, which in some ways is positive because other people get to view our music right on there. So it can be a good thing. Like I said, we're there to inspire people and just generally to make people feel good, to heal people. If we can inspire others, like young people, to be the best that they can be or just people in general, that's a good thing.
Do you have any new albums that are going to be coming out? Do you have any other major plans for the year?
We've been working on one for about 3 years. It's an album coming out with 2 discs in it. And it's something that's probably never been done by a powwow group or a traditional Aboriginal group, but it's Northern Cree's greatest hits. And it picks up some songs from way back in early 80s, sung by the group of today. And then we've added some new stuff that we've created, too. And it'll have, like, a whole bunch of things in it, some different testimonies on the inside of the cover, a little bit of history, pictures. I believe there's going to be a poster in it, etc. So that's coming out real soon. But we haven't been to our own celebration in about 8 years, which is Sad Lake, where I originate from, because we've had bookings at that time for the last 8 years. But this year, like, our leadership has asked us to attend our celebration. We're going to host our celebration, and we're probably going to do a recording there because the 2 recordings that we've done in our community have turned out really well. In fact, one of them was the original one that took us to the Grammy Awards, so we thought we'd do another one there. This is something that we're really fortunate for, too, is because, you know, a song is not something that you can sit down and just write out. It's something that is given, like, as a gift to the person's very soul being. And it just comes out. And for us, like, for some reason, we've been gifted a lot. We're very fortunate.
When do you think that that album will come out?
This spring.
This spring.
Yeah, they were hoping to have it out by gatherings, but I don't think they will because they want to make sure that it's right in all aspects and that in terms of the cover and everything else on it. But it'll have 2 discs in it, and I think probably 30 to 35 songs on there on the 2 discs, eh?
That sounds great. I definitely will be putting that on my birthday and Christmas list there. And is there anything else that you wanted to share with our audiences about Northern Cree?
Northern Cree, wherever we travel, wherever people hear us, we want them to know that through our music and through who we are, we want them to know that if they believe in themselves, who they are, where they come from, their culture, their identity, and more importantly, their language, it will take them to places they never even dreamed of. I believe we can say that.
Well, thank you so very much for sitting down with us today and talking with us before you have to catch a flight to the Grammys. I really, really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much, Eric.
That was Steve Wood from Northern Cree. Music from the albums Showtime and It's Time to Round Dance, courtesy of Canyon Records. www.canyonrecords.com. Support for Eros Audio's Native Sounds comes in part from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. CPB's mission is to facilitate the development of and ensure universal access to non-commercial high-quality programming and telecommunications services on the web at cpb.org.